Hello and welcome to episode 11 of our podcast, Smart Consulting Searching, the podcast about consulting procurement. My name is Elaine and I'll be your host today. Each week, I'll give you the keys to better use, manage and source consulting services. In this episode, I'll talk about how to monitor the consulting category. Last week, we discussed about why I think consulting is a standalone category. It may sound obvious, but you won't see the benefits of your management unless you measure the impact. So the prerequisite to monitor your consulting is to have established a baseline, or in other words, to have performed a first diagnosis of your consulting expenses and your consulting performance. So what exactly do you need to monitor? So there are several elements that you need to look at. Number one, the easy part, financial. The consulting spend itself, how much I'm spending on consulting. Number two, the performance is how well my consulting providers are doing. Number three is the ROI. Do I really get the value for my money? And number four is the respect of the processes. How well do we respect our consulting sourcing processes internally? First of all, you need to segment the category, because looking at the category as a whole doesn't always bring enough information to identify trends and patterns. So what are the dimensions that you can use to segment your consulting? The first one is obviously the capability. What type of project is it? Is it consulting? Is it operation? You need to have internally a taxonomy of capabilities so you can describe your project. And if you're looking for a list to start with, you can find one on the resource section of our website, Smart Consulting Sourcing, and you can go there and download it. Another dimension is the size of the project. Is it a small project or a large project? Third dimension would be the strategic importance and the impact. This is really important to understand if you really focus on what accelerates your strategy versus just, you know, any project that comes through. And the last part is who is handling the procurement process to understand if everyone is respecting the processes the way they should. So when you have your segmentation, you can define your target. And there's a quote I really like from Bill Copeland, the Australian athlete. And he said, "The trouble with not having a goal is that you can spend your life running up and down the field and never score." And it's really relevant because unless you have set a goal for your consulting, there's no way you can make sure you're still on tracks. So what we recommend to our clients is to set targets, at least guidelines, for the different segments of consulting for three different things. First, the level of expenses. Second, the level of performance you expect. And third, the expected return on investment. When you are in a turnaround on a crisis context, you could also limit the number of projects that are not presenting tangible benefits in less than 1 year. And by tangible benefits, I mean measurable benefits such as cost savings, sales increase, anything that impacts, you know, the bottom line or the top line. And you also need to track everything, even the tail. And, you know, companies often monitor the consulting project that go through the centralized indirect procurement group. But they think that the smaller projects are not relevant. But you know that the tail spend, when and manage, can just aggregate small expenses to add up to gigantic. So you really have to integrate everything in that analysis, including the small ones. When you look at the performance and the ROI aspect, you need to be extremely thorough with large project and preferred providers, because that's are the element that had the largest impact on your consulting spend. So I'm going to give you another quote, this time from Benjamin Franklin, which is, "Beware of little expenses, a small leak will sink a great ship." This is the perfect quote for a tail spend. It's not because it's small projects that it doesn't have a big impact on your consulting spend. And one of the biggest mistakes in consulting is that considering it's very often decentralized, that tail spend is inflated and absolutely out of control. So next, of course, create a monthly dashboard. Again, it seems obvious that month dashboard has to be monthly or at least quarterly. So you have to be aware that consulting is very often seasonal, with a peak at the beginning of the year and a clear slowdown in the last quarter. So while you're cruising through the peak period, you have to be careful that you don't burn all your consulting budget in 3 months. And you might think to keep some money in the bank to absorb a last minute strategic project. And also make sure that you monitor at the same time expenditures, what you paid, and engagements, what is still to be produced, so you can avoid these end of year surprises. And you have to keep track of the performance of your major project and providers to make sure you always get the best ROI. So you say that monitoring the consulting category can yield to substantial value creation for your organization. It will help you keep expenses under control and make sure your projects are delivering an impact and ROI. Right, that's it for today. Next week, I discuss the main pitfall when writing an RFP. In the meantime, if you have any questions or want to learn more about Consulting Quest, just send me an email at Hélène.Lafitte with two F's and two T's at consultingquest.com. Bye, and see you next week. Au revoir.